This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, and we continue today a study in which we've been involved for the past several days on the one baptism which the Apostle Paul mentions in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 to 6. And we have pointed out the importance of this one baptism and emphasized some very crucial facts about it. You cannot be baptized with the one baptism unless you are baptized in the right element, that is, water. You cannot be baptized with the one baptism unless you're baptized in the right way, that is, by immersion. And you cannot be baptized with the one baptism unless you're baptized for the right purpose, that is, unto the remission of sins. It's something which must be done in order for one to be saved. And this brings us now to the final point of our study of the one baptism, namely, that it must involve the right subject. First of all, I want to point out in all kindness that an infant is not a proper subject of New Testament baptism. First of all, the Bible makes clear that the proper subject of baptism must be able to hear, understand, and believe the gospel. Jesus said in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Now, obviously, he means there for the gospel to be preached to people who are old enough to understand the message, who are old enough to have actually committed sin. Infants are not guilty of sin. They are not guilty of sin either by inheritance or by commission. Note how Jesus goes on in Mark 16:16. "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." Now, an infant being pure, for Jesus said, "Of such is the kingdom of heaven," and an infant not being able to believe, an infant not being able to repent, in fact, he has no sins of which to repent, cannot, absolutely cannot, be the subject of the one baptism. Those who are subject to the one baptism are those who are old enough to have been guilty of sin, who therefore need to be saved by the blood of Christ, who can hear and understand the gospel message, which explains to them what to do, and they have sins of which to repent, and they must do that prerequisite to their being immersed in water. In fact, as we turn to Acts chapter 2 with verse 36, as the Apostle Peter concludes the first portion of his sermon here after he's presented evidence that Jesus is the Christ, he has this marvelous conclusion to make. "Let all the house of Israel therefore know assuredly that God hath made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." Now note carefully what the Bible says. "Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, Men, brethren, what shall we do? And this inspired apostle answered, Not as many men would today, that since you're believers you have nothing to do. Rather, he said, Repent ye and be baptized unto the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." And so you see, it's clear that both faith in Christ as the Son of God and repentance of sin is prerequisite to one's being immersed with the one baptism. We find in Acts chapter 8, the evangelist Philip riding along in the chariot with a man of Ethiopia, preaching to him Jesus. "When they came to a certain water, the man of Ethiopia cried out, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you may. He confessed his faith. They both got out of the chariot and went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. Now this man was not an infant. He was a man who was lost in sin, who could understand the gospel message, and who did believe it, and who then obeyed it after he had understood it. New Testament baptism then requires not an infant to be sprinkled or to have a little water poured on him, but rather a person old enough to have been guilty of sin, old enough to understand the Bible, old enough to have repented of sin, and old enough therefore to be immersed in water unto the forgiveness of his sins. My friend, I plead with you to take your Bible and to check carefully to see if these things are so. Be with us next time as we continue our study of 5 Gospel Minutes.